Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Full Out Collegiate Recruiting is your premier partner in turning your college gymnastics dreams into reality. They aren't just another recruiting service. They're your personal mentor, guiding athletes through a tailor-made journey to collegiate success. Picture this, a recruiting plan as unique as your floor routine. At Full Out Collegiate Recruiting, they understand that every gymnast is one of a kind, with skills and aspirations that deserve individual attention. Their team of gymnastics experts is here to craft a personalized strategy that showcases your strengths and makes you stand out on the mat. And here's the twist. They've got the connections. They'll ensure that your profile lands in front of the right eyes, opening doors to scholarships and opportunities you've only dreamed of. Ready to soar to new heights in your gymnastics career? Visit FullOutRecruit.com today and start your personalized journey to collegiate success. Don't settle for routine. Let Full Out Collegiate Recruiting elevate your gymnastics game to new levels.
Don't try to compare us to another bad little fat judge in this week at a meet was kind of bad, giving the Mac something that they never had. It'll make you bump, wiggle, and shake your rump, because the St. Clair's told me to keep bringing the flavor that makes you want to jump when asked how high, real high, like watching Pay Murph fly to the sky, because the snow outside is wiggity wiggity whack. So when they ask if the R5 pod rocks, they say believe that the Mac Daddy will make you jump. K-Slice will make you jump. The R5 college salute will make you jump.
Well, the state of Tennessee does start with 10. The amount of gymnastics my eyes watched this past weekend. Did we see a new skill at EMU? Silverware at a gymnastics meet, and we aren't talking from the concession stand. The NCAA famous double front, and I finally saw it live. Debut we have been waiting for, even if it's not the event we're looking forward to seeing, and our lineup killed it this week. Welcome back to the College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, and of course I'm Jason. I'm back from filming at Capital City on Thursday, and then a club meet all weekend long with two college meets in between. I watched 4 days of gymnastics, and we'll be back at it again on Saturday of this week. But here we go, more gymnastics to talk about. Kim had her 2024 commentating debut at EMU, and my first time at EMU since I coached at NIU in the late 1990s. Western Michigan took the podium for the first time, and Kim has many, and I have capitalized many, pictures of that. We have lots to talk about, but before we do that, always remember, a free way to support our show is by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the College Salute Podcast. Tell us what you love about the show or what you'd like to see improved. The review helps us and others discover our podcast and join our Region 5 family. Help us to continue to grow our podcast, which is the only regionally based gymnastics podcast in the country. Well, the world. We continue to show our love for our Region 5 alums throughout their college careers, so please show us some love with a review and a 5-star rating. All right, well, we're going to start this podcast with a little bit of discussion, and just it's not meant to be negative, but it kind of has to be talked about because it's really unfair. Judges need to judge. I know everyone knows about the Tennessee meet this past weekend. I forget what the meet is actually called. Kim, I don't know if you know
it's
what it is.
I believe it's like the Tennessee Collegiate Classic or something like that.
But I want to paraphrase. Remember, the gymnasts go out there and they do what they do every day. They compete their routines week in and week out. Obviously, working on fixing little things here and there each week, but it's the same routines. They go out and they do their job. They are not responsible or have any control over the score they are given. Okay, which obviously seems to be obvious, but athletes are always caught in the middle of this situation. This happened for some of our alums this weekend and teams this weekend. That being said, what happened in Tennessee this past weekend is not only bad for college gymnastics, it is unfair to the athletes involved. We had three alums, as you know, Kim, that had 10s in this meet. Can we even talk about or post these 10s? No, because we know that the athletes are going to get the backlash, the comments, all that stuff. It's ridiculous because, again, they do the gymnastics. You know, they have great skills, and we love watching them, but it's just unfair. It's like a asterisk 10 for their 10s because of bad judging, and it's not fair to them at all. I did some analysis of this competition. 3.35 was the average increase in score of the seven teams based on the week before. So in 1 week, they averaged 3.35 points. Since 2020, Lindenwood has been over a 196 only two times, both in 2023. They went 197.075. SEMO, highest score in 2023 was a 196.175. In 2022, a 194.2. In week three, 197.05. One of the best D3 teams for many years, Wisconsin Whitewater. They have been one of the best teams forever. I mean, they do great gymnastics, and they've always been right there at the top in D3. In 2003, 192.05. In 2022, 192.275. In week three, 194.45. They were at 188.9 in week two. That was D3 scoring. We all know how that works. But still, 188.9 to a 194.45. Ball State, which our listeners know is a program we are very high on and love watching. They went over 198. Didn't break a 197 in 2023. But they went 198 in week three. They had a pretty good meet. I went back and watched some of the routines. A pretty good meet on Monday against Bowling Green. 2 days later, 3 days later, whatever it is. They scored a 196.6. CMU won the CMU Eastern meet. 195.825, and I don't know about you, you commentated. I thought they did some pretty dang good gymnastics.
They did.
195.825. Mm-hmm. Western Michigan, same thing. Pretty good gymnastics. Some things here and there, but as a whole, pretty good gymnastics. 196.125 in their win. Mm-hmm. It's unfair that, you know, we weren't there. And we've seen few videos, some obviously mostly from Ball State. I don't understand how this judging could get that out of hand. I mean, I know the judges at our meet when we were at the next level meet, they were talking about it the entire weekend, how sad it was.
A couple of them came and chatted with me about it and said they couldn't sleep about it. They were sick over it, how that judging was at that Tennessee meet. And they watched some of those routines and they saw what we saw. They weren't tens. And I mean, again, great gymnasts, beautiful routines. The athlete from SEMO, her bar routine was gorgeous. Beautiful form, beautiful toe point, beautiful. And I saw only the second half. They weren't 10s. And Suki, everybody loves her vault. Her vault is gorgeous. And I want her to be MAC champion on vault every single year. She has one of the best vaults in the MAC. I mean, not even in any NCAA. But it wasn't a 10. Her legs are apart. And she did the same vault at the next meet, carbon copy, legs apart on the entry, carbon copy, stuck landing, carbon copy, 9.875. And I mean, every time I've gone to numerous meets in Tennessee and always come home just disappointed in the judging in Tennessee. It's just disheartening that they did that. And, you know, and in the MAC, for them to, for Ball State to do one, get a 198 in the MAC, and now that's a program record, school record, MAC record. The previous MAC record was 197, maybe a low 197. I'd have to go look that up. All the scores were inflated across the board at that meet for every session. Like, what are y'all doing, no, Tennessee?
I asked the coaches for these videos prior to seeing and hearing about this meet. I'm like, oh, wow, good, I got a 10. They're not sending them to us. No. You know why? Because they don't want those posts. I mean, they did post them on their Instagram, but then it's all the comments. I mean,
people are on some of these Facebook pages and social media pages. People are tearing Ball State apart. Their comments have been turned off on a lot of their things, which good for them for turning those off, right? Because it's not the athlete's fault. I want some Tennessee judging Facebook. You know, where's your program? Where's your page? Where's your team page?
Right,
where's your
right.
NAWGJ page? Because it's not the athlete's fault.
Well, I mean,
like, do you think that's good for the sport?
Well, it's not good for the sport at all.
And that was a rhetorical question.
Yes, I know it was.
And I mean, athletes aspire to get 10s. Like,
exactly.
They got a 10. That's a dream of any athlete to get a 10. So we're not taking that away from them. They got a 10. That's amazing.
Right. But it's an asterisk 10, and they're always going to know
that. Yeah. It just kind of sucks that they got it this way, and there's so much scrutiny with it.
Exactly.
Because they are great athletes.
And it just sucks that we can't, like, promote it or be excited about it, knowing the fact that people are going to then, you know, bash it.
The gym turnout can be mean.
It's ridiculous. But hey, it's not, like I said, they were put in that position by people who should know their jobs better and actually judge.
Exactly.
So, all right, well, let's jump over to the Fab Five-ish, and it's really ish this week. But when you're live for two meets, you see a lot. And I'm going to start off with, I love Katie Minnesola's energy at competitions. You see it on the screen, like in streams and stuff. But when you see her live, she throughout the whole meet, jumping up and down. She runs down, gives the bar, the athlete up on bar or something, and she runs back to the other side to start to cheer. She's all up in the dismounts and all ready. I mean, I think I caught myself like watching and missing a CMU routine because I was still watching Katie jump up and down. I mean, it was just awesome to see. I love her energy and her excitement for Eastern. I mean, she does really want that program to, you know, shine.
Let me tell you, imagine sitting there right behind her on floor, because I feel like, and I talk about it, Brent and I talk about it when we're on the broadcast, I feel like she's going to climb up on the floor most of the time with them, because she is right there usually doing the dance with them and cheering behind them. And it's amazing. Her energy is like, how many Red Bulls do you drink before you go to this meet? And can I like bottle some of your energy some days? Like, I was nervous to commentate that day because I didn't feel super prepared and it's the first one. But like, I need some of her energy. Like, I needed to like, can you like hit bump me some of your energy or something? But like, her whole coaching staff is like that too. But like her, and then you add in AG into that mix, and then Maylee's up in the stands. I thought she was gonna fall out of the stands during bars at one point. There's so much energy over there. Like, it's just, I just want to bottle some of that energy because it's amazing. But I just always think that she's gonna climb up on the beam with them, or like, especially on floor, she gets very close to getting on that floor. It's so funny, and she's always in the same corner usually, and
she does the movements. She's always doing the
stuff.
And
I, you know, I feel like that's why she wears the low heels, because I probably would fall off any heel that I love during, like, when they have the theme meets and she's like in the tennis shoes and stuff. But the heels, I know why you wear the low heels, Katie, because you'd probably die if you didn't.
Yes, no. The energy
is amazing.
And it feeds off on her athletes for sure.
And I love when she does Ella's faces. Those are the best.
It's cool.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, so no lack of energy from Katie, that's for sure. As you heard in our intro, I did mention about silverware, and this was hysterical. We've tried to get the actual reasoning for this.
We're going to, but
Hallie wouldn't tell me exactly why. This is just a team thing, and I should have asked Leah when I talked to her, but CMU has big silverware. Now, anybody who travels on I-65 on the way from Illinois to Ohio, on this side of the Illinois side of Indiana, you'll know there's a farm called Fair Oaks Dairy Farm. And I put this in there because they have, their farm is very large. And so there's like different like sections of this as you pass the farm. And they have things where they have one, they have a big cow that sits out there. But then they also have a big table that has big silverware. And when I saw this silverware, it reminded me of this on I-65 from the Fair Oaks Dairy Farm. But I was trying to figure out what the heck these Hallie was like using the spoon as a microphone at one point. Like,
oh my God.
Forks. Like, what is this silverware for? It's hysterical and it's huge. It's big silverware. It's all these little like forks in the concession stand. We're talking about like props type silverware. It's hilarious.
I wanted to like kept trying to take my phone and like take a picture of her like singing in this knife, but then I'd like start talking or like, because you know, commentating and stuff. I started talking or watching the routine again, but then she would stop every time. Like I stopped talking, she would stop singing into the fork or into the knife. But then there was a point when, at one point, somebody was knighting somebody else with the knife, and I'm like, they're knighting each other with the knife. But then it became kind of fun for us because we were trying to, Brent and I, who were commenting, we were trying to figure out what was going on with the silver as well. And we're like, you know how MSU has like the dogs will eat? We're like, well, maybe it's like they're eating up the competition, or like how the big social media thing on TikTok and stuff is like the kids that are, the teenagers are like, you're eating. Yeah. You know, like that. I'm like, well, maybe it's like, yeah. Cause when you do well, you're eating, you know, or we're like, I had some great one-liners about like Brent would be like, oh, they're sizzling or something. I'm like, yeah, stick a fork in them. They're done. So I provided some great opportunities for some like really good one-liners, but yes, we need to get the exact what is with the silverware. So I'm hoping that Alina, who commentates for CMU, maybe she can get the story from them since she's going to commentate the CMU meets. I'm going to message her and ask. So we'll find out. We need like the story.
Yes,
we need the whole story.
There's something, but it's like, I was like, wow, what is all this silverware?
Yeah, so we need to find that out. We'll find it out. We'll get to the bottom of it eventually, I'm sure.
The Memeltern from Reed from CMU.
Oh my God. Perfect. Luciana Alvarado Reed.
Perfection. Maybe better than Chelsea. It was so good.
Oh my God. So I was watching, I was trying to like talk about her tumbling and talk to Brent about whatever. And I'm talking about her tumbling. I'm like, I didn't even finish whatever I was saying. And I'm like, oh my God. That Y turn. I couldn't even like think of the word memo at the, I just, oh my God, it was gorgeous. Her whole floor routine was gorgeous. It's Britney Spears. Oh my God. Amazing. I want to go back and watch it every day. That's how good it is. And she has Britney Spears choreography. And I mean, as she should have an amazing floor routine. She is an Olympian in 2020 Costa Rica, but oh my God, everything this girl does is amazing. She is on my list of favorite people.
Yeah, she was definitely fun to watch, and that the whole team gets into that routine. I mean, they get into every routine, but they get into her routine. All like that whole section coming down on the side of the floor that we were on, because I was behind you from your commentating. That whole thing was just like, and they also got into Hallie's. We're gonna talk about. I couldn't film it because they're. And she's
in the way.
Hopefully going to say it to me, but they're in the way. But I got to see what I was focused on, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. But no, that Memeltern, gorgeous. All of Reed's gymnastics, gorgeous.
At one moment, I wanted to be like, hey, guys, can y'all, like, scoot down?
Right, so we
usually,
can see.
Like, they don't – I don't remember them standing there last time. They used to stand on, like, that other side. They didn't stand right there before. And sometimes I'd be like, can y'all, like, scoot over? Scoot it over. I can't see. I can see better when we're up in the stands up there, like up in that little cubby.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that you guys were down more on the floor, because I remember it seems like you're in a box most of the time. But
it depends. Sometimes they put us up. Sometimes they leave us down. If like basketball or some other whatever other sports like are happening at the same time, they'll put us up there. It just depends on what the meet is, because we've been up, we've been down, we've been up. It just depends. Yeah, I like to be up.
All right. This is not really fabulous. Actually, it's not fab at all, but I put it on here because this is where we talk about extra stuff other than our alum stuff. The EM fans that were behind me, sitting behind me, which were behind you as well, Very rude during CMU's floor and beam routines. I mean, they were calling out like fall and just stuff during the routines.
These were students.
I don't know if they were boyfriends, good friends, you know, whatever it may be from the EMU team, but they were behind us. There was a bunch of guys. There were a couple girls there in the group, but it was mostly just guys. And I know my daughter was sitting next to me and she was just like, "Dad, that's just so mean." I'm like, "It is." And the funny thing is, Adriana Bostello was down on the vault runway doing her walkthrough because she's the anchor on beam for them, and she, you know, was just walking through her routine and she did her flight series timer thing, and then she stopped and looked up and the face she had was just like, really? I mean, seriously, that's what you're gonna do? That's the kind of sportsmanship you have? I mean, she just looked upset, and I would be too. And then she went back to doing what she's doing, and, you know, in Adriana's fashion. But yep. I was just like, that's just mean. It's absolutely mean. Well, it's not needed.
And I did not hear it, obviously, because I had headphones on. You know, I knew Adriana was warming up, and because she is obviously the vault runway is in front of us. I knew she was warming up right there, and I did see her stop out of the corner of my eye. I did see her stop and look that way, and I didn't know if she was looking at like people of hers or you guys, because I knew you were sitting up there, like, you know, saying hi to you guys if she caught you. But I did see her give a look, and now it explains why she had that look on her face. Dude, when she gives that look, it's kind of, that's kind of scary look. That she's Puerto Rican. That Puerto Rican look. But I'm just like, that is very uncalled for. We don't need to, you know, wish other teams to fall. That's just not nice, not good sportsmanship. So hopefully the EMU team, athletes, and coaches, hey, handle that. Handle your fans, please.
I noticed this, and again, I could plead totally off, and this could be have nothing to do with it, but it seems like EMU has a triple flight code. Every athlete who does triple flight or has like multiple things, it seemed like it was just on beam, but like they go EMU. Now, they don't do it for Ella Shamati, so I'm not sure if Ella doesn't want them to do that for her, but also because she does back to front or front to back, so maybe that's a different thing too. Right, it'd be like a little bit slower, but yeah, they go EMU, so I'm not sure if, again, if that's just something they do or if that's their triple flight code.
I think it'd be, if they did it for Ella, it'd be slow, but then also if she didn't connect the third skill,
then it wouldn't be,
it'd be EM. EM. Oh my gosh, so that would not, oh
yeah, so I again, that just may have been my perception. And I'm totally off, but I thought that was cool.
Side note, did you listen? You listened to the broadcast, right?
Some of it. I didn't get the whole thing.
So commentator curse, let me tell you, it hit me. Because somebody was on beam from CMU, and the music was like, that girl's on fire. And I was like, and she, as her music states, she's on fire. And then she fell on her side aerial. I was like, ugh. I'm not gonna talk anymore.
Commentating curse.
And Brent's like, I don't believe in the commentator curse. I'm like, hello. She was not on fire.
Well,
she fired to the floor.
Another quick side note to that, which is funny for my club meet in our level 9-10 session. I put my phone down, came back after I went to the podium for something, grabbed the sheet or whatever, and I came back, and on my phone in the number calculator, it said 666, and we did have an ankle injury today, that day. So, nice. Yep. Other things that I don't really usually think about, but that was weird. Anyway, Kyrie Lowe from EMU. I know it's not like huge gymnastics or anything like that's just like, oh my God, you fall out of your seat. But her full turn to immediate half turn, I don't know why that drew my attention, but it just was so nice. And I just wanted to point that out. It's not something we obviously speak about for, you know, an hour on the podcast, but it was just so nice to see. It was a nice full turn, immediate step turn, and it was no wobble. It was just perfect. And I don't know why, again, that stand out, but Kyrie, that was very, 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 very nice. Simple gymnastics, but makes it look good. Number 7 on our list, and this skill.
Oh my God.
Apparently Kim had seen it in the warm-up and then didn't like say anything. And then I watched it in a competition and I was like, what the heck? And then you texted me and said, what is that? I'm like, one of the CMU athletes, I don't remember who it is right now off the top of my head.
It's Quinn Skrupa.
There you go. Doesn't quote unquote in bar, because she doesn't really in bar, but she doesn't really touch her feet either, to a front half off bars. I'm like,
okay, but so listen,
what is that?
So I went out because I didn't get a chance to finish my notes for CMU for some events. which thus that's why I didn't feel super prepared for this. So I go, I got there super as early as I could so I could make sure I watched that big, you know, that big warm up they do at the beginning. And I go to bars and I'm standing there and I'm taking my notes and I'm watching their bars. And she does that dismount. I'm like, okay, she missed her foot, but that, like, I thought she just missed her feet because they were close to the bar. Not as bad as in her comp, that competition routine. But they were close to the bar, and then she did that half, that toe on, half off. And I was like, wow. I'm like, that's okay. So I wrote it down as toe on, half off. But I'm like, okay, maybe she just missed her, maybe she just missed her feet, but she still was able to do it because, I mean, that's amazing. Like, good job. You still did it. And it was good. But then in the routine from the side view, because I didn't watch it from the side at warmups, but during the routine, you get the side view. Her feet were like almost all the way through. And I was like, oh, that's intentional. And that's when I texted you. I'm like, what the hell is that? What, yeah, what do you even call that? What is that? I've never, ever seen that.
The minute she did it, I was like, whoa, her feet did not touch that bar. I mean, literally, no. Like I said, it's not an in bar where her knees are on her nose, but her feet don't touch. As you say, they were back past the bar. And I'm like, wow, that is cool. Is that like a new skill? Has anyone done that? So I'm like, that's well, weird.
We even talked about it. I'm like, I'm going to have to go Google that. I'm going to have to do some Googling. Yeah. And we were like, oh, that could be the Skrupa. I like saying her last name.
I've never seen that. So that's awesome though. That's cool.
It's very interesting. She did it very well. I mean,
she did, and she does it easily. It's not even.
I kind of feel like it was. I kind of feel like it was a toe on, and then she just never put her toes on, and that's just what it turned into. And she's like, yeah, keeping it.
That's like some ab strength, though. Lower ab strength to be able to hold that position and snap off, and then front of the hand. I mean, it's not really a compression, so it's not really flexibility, because flexibility is the in bar. So that's like that's flexibility, and then you open. That's like ab strength. So moving from one new cool skill to a very nice opening tumbling pass from Hallie Hornbacher. Now, we're not going to talk about this routine because Hallie's routine comes up a little bit later in Kim's little section that she has about feelings. But Rudy layout step out on floor, so good. And I wish, like they would, like I said, the team would have moved. And I'm hoping Hallie sends me this routine and I can post it because it was so good. But that Rudy layout step out was awesome. So nice. It rose. It wasn't like those ones that they kind of dump over or like barely make it or like land on 2 feet like you're doing a layout to 2 feet or whatever it may be. It was a nice big step out. So good. So nice. But again, Kim is going to have feelings about this routine.
I do have feelings. I have lots of feelings about this one.
Some feelings in level nine. Some feelings in level nine, but in number nine, the EMU Leo and then the Western Leo.
Kind Why of do you say like
so,
that?
Just because I was like, the Leo's cool. We'll start with Westerns. The Leo's
Let's
cool.
Let's start with Western.
The wheel is Western. Cool. The idea is cool. Just too much white. There's just too much white. But the Leo itself is sharp Leo. If they could figure another color choice.
Let me give you my thoughts.
Or the bottom of
this. Okay, so the Western Leo. Here we go. Everybody pay attention. Because everyone knows I don't like a white Leo. I don't. There's one white Leo I like on record, and that's Flights. We know that. I put it out there. It's on a list. That's the one on record that I like. However, it's white. It's all white, even on the bottom. But I like it. I do. However, but I like it because I like it because it does look good on everyone. That's my whole big thing. It looks good on everyone in all the parts. Okay? Because a lot of times they don't look good on everyone in all the parts. However, it did not photograph well. For me, at least, at Kellogg Arena. And because also, and Justin from Spieth and I chatted about this, the floor is too light. The Spieth floor is too light. If the Spieth floor was a little darker, it would have been better. I was having some camera issues all day. Anyways, I need a new one. So if anybody wants to just like buy me a new one, that'd be great. Anybody? Donations? I'm taking them. So I liked the Leo. I liked the Leo. I liked the concept of the Leo. I thought the Leo was gorgeous. I liked the how it had the brown meshy areas that went through, and that looks really good. I did some photo editing, and it made it pop. But I do like it. I do like it, and I'm not a white Leo gal, but I do like it. I do.
But the EMU Leo that they wore Friday night, that black and green one that's like new, I guess it's new.
It is new.
It was very sharp. I thought that was really cool.
It reminds me of one they had before with like that just had the big E on the front. But I like that they have the white lines on it, like the on the waist. I really like that. Yeah, I very much enjoyed this leotard.
Yeah, it was very sharp. And you know me, I don't really care about Leos very often.
I know, you don't really care about Leos. That's why when I saw this on here, I was like, wow, we're going to talk about Leos?
Whew. Yeah, that one was sharp. But again, the whole conversation took 30 seconds. So anyway, on a leotard.
Still, you talked about a leotard. I'm very proud of it. You actually talked about two leotards.
Well, yeah. Number 10, I finally got to see this athlete compete live. Both her floor and her vault, because her vault's awesome. And but her floor, her double front, her front double full front, her beautiful front double full, the 3E. Kim said, "Oh, there's an athlete that does a double front, or two of them do double fronts." I said, "Well, I know one of them who does, and then she has all 3E passes." And I said, "I'm looking forward to it. I was so excited to see it."
Well, I knew Kendall did double front. There was the other girl that does double front.
The other one
too.
Does punch. Yeah, she does punch double front. But yeah. Kendall Whitman from George Washington, handspring double front. That's beautiful. Front double full front on her second pass. That's gorgeous. And then she ends with the front double full. Just so excited. I was up, you know, right above her as she was running into the double front. So I saw it like down the diagonal. So awesome.
I have pictures of it.
Yes, it's so
awesome.
I was
right below her.
I was excited. I posted it on our Twitter. Everyone like commented about it. Jim Kastic put Jessica or Spencer, I'm not sure who did it, you know, put up a little picture saying like big fan or like I'm obsessed or something like that. You know, she's just awesome on all four events. She did do bars exhibition, but she, you know, can do all four events. Vault, her handspring on front pike half off vault is fantastic.
I missed her vault.
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't film it, unfortunately. I would, because I was filming someone on floor. I can't remember who it was on floor, and I was like looking.
Well, why didn't you have two phones out? What's wrong with you? All those people in those stands with you, and you didn't have four things going on.
I did not. So, but Kendall Whitman, you know, just fantastic, awesome. I got to see her live, and now you know I can move on in my gymnastics career now, college career.
Check it off your bucket list.
Bucket list, Kendall, I have seen. Number 11, two athletes from Western Michigan that I have to mention. And I'm going to start off with Hannah Milton, because Hannah Milton, who's a freshman, starts off beam and vault for Western Michigan and looks great. And I think we did mention her earlier, maybe in the first week or something, that she's competing, because obviously as a debut, she looks fabulous, and she has had issues. Now, floor is a different story. She did have a struggle on floor as an exhibition, but beam and vault and beam and in the lineup, the leadoff on beam for Western Michigan, solid as a rock. Awesome job. I'm so excited to see Hannah out there competing, because like I said, her club career kind of was a roller coaster, and she's just looks fabulous. Awesome. And I wanted to make sure I reached out to her. Hannah's scores didn't make our lineup this week, but I just wanted to put it out there. One more, Gigi Singh. Her backhanding layout, so good. I'm glad to start seeing it being more consistent. That routine was solid. Awesome job. I mean, so excited to see her in lineup. And, you know, it's great to see, because obviously she's a little bit overshadowed by her sister, Abby, and, you know, being on multiple events and, you know, what have you. But great to see Gigi found her place, and she's, you know, contributing big stuff for Western Michigan. And that, like I said, that triple flight is awesome.
And, you know, she actually does have a really fun floor routine, too. I saw it in the Bahamas. I've seen them compete like three times now. So. Yes. I forget like who's in the actual lineup, but she does have her beam routine is very good, but her floor routine's fun too. I saw her floor routine, so it'd be fun to see her in a floor lineup or exhibition or something.
They do have because they do have a pretty strong floor lineup.
Yeah, they do.
Number 12, there's a podium in the MAC conference. Let's just hope that the MAC can use it, because Al owns the podium that he had at this meet, the next level meet. Would have to say next level meet was cool. It was a very small meet. I hope it grows, because it was a lot of fun. Our kids loved it.
Mine did too.
I liked it. It was just a cool atmosphere. It was a lot of space in there, which is awesome. And I know if there are plans for the meet, the podiums are going to slide down a little bit. So there's not going to be as much room, but still awesome. But it was just fun. It was cool to be on the podium, and you know, it was just exciting. But the MAC has a podium, so let's cross our fingers that Al can get that to be a MAC
conference. That'd be so cool. Like a whole thing. MAC thing.
Right.
And, you know, it'd be fun to have like all the Michigan MAC teams and then like, other MAC teams come up.
Yeah. Or have a Michigan meet on the podium.
Yeah. An all Michigan meet or something. But my kids loved the podium, being on the podium. And I mean, I loved that they did Excel because like that's what I have right now. I have Excel Platinum mm-hmm. Diamond. And I love that they had the opportunity to be on a podium because who knows when they'll ever be able to have the opportunity to compete on a podium. And they loved it, just being able to be up high. It was so fun for them.
There was a lot of athletes out there on the floor for level 10 or the college session that had never been on a podium.
Oh,
my
athlete, true.
Peyton Murphy, that was her first time ever competing on a podium. And she's a fifth-year senior. So, you know, that's cool situation. But
13. So here, George Washington, gorgeous. They have some gorgeous athletes on floor and beam especially. Now, I just caught them corner of my eye, like when I was done photoing our Region 5 athletes, I would just go over and take pictures of beam or floor just to, you know, take extra pictures because, you know, I like to practice. But they had some of their athletes, in the end of their lineups, they may have been exhibition, but they have some gorgeous, gorgeous athletes, especially on beam, just toe point, flexibility, presentation. They are just gorgeous. I know one of them, I believe, is Deanna Sharamenta.
Yeah.
She is exquisite. All the way through the fingertips. Just gorgeous. I'll post some of the pictures somewhere, but so people can see their gorgeousness.
I did enjoy their energy, too. They had a lot of energy.
Oh, my God. And their Leos were fantastic. They sparkled. I enjoyed watching George Washington. Because, you know, who knows when we'll get to see George Washington again in person. So
Newbie debuts. Ella Schell, not a debut in terms of competing, but a debut on the event she competed on. Floor, 9-8. Unfortunately, can't talk about it. Haven't seen it. Hopefully, once we will. But I was going to ask for it for Alumni Monday, but Ella was on Alumni Monday last week. So, you know, kind of give other people a chance to get on it. But 9-8 on floor. So now she's on bars and floor. So two events for Ella. That's cool.
Nice.
The one athlete that I know we have been waiting for, we're still waiting for floor, but that's Tasha Hassell. She did do vault. She hasn't quite mastered the college hold and salute yet.
Well, I think she was kind of falling over.
Yes, she was a little bit off. I mean, I know you mentioned that her knees were kind of turned in a little bit when she landed and kind of unbalanced.
Yeah.
But a decent Yurchenko full. She can Yurchenko 1.5. She did at level 10 nationals last year, so we'll see that. She had 9.775. But we definitely want to mention it because she did compete. She did get out there, the only event she did. Funny situation with them, though, with Temple or with Townsend. They were like the only team competing in that rotation for a while because Temple had a bar spreader issue and they had to fix the bar spreader. So then they had to get rewarmed up and they just let Townsend just finish their vault competition. And
their
then they, yeah, while Temple had a workout, and rewarmed up and then competed. But, I just thought that was funny because they kind of went back and forth when they, you know, Townsend was vaulting. Then when they were done, they went over to check the issue, talked a little bit about it, and then went back and, you know, Townsend vaulted again. So, but awesome to Tasha. And then our third exhibition, again, is a newbie performance is an exhibition in this situation, but she's not new. She did vault for Eastern this weekend as well as the last 2 weeks. Gwen can't do on bars. She did do exhibition. New Jaeger Bale. She actually told me, I was in the line with the autographs, walking down the table with my daughter as she got her poster signed. And Gwen said, yes, Jason, I'm going to be in bars. I'm doing a Jaeger to a Bale now. And I said, awesome, good, looking forward to seeing it. She did not tell me, however, that she has a new mount. And I know you probably fell out of your chair when you probably saw that because...
My God. Well, I texted you and told you.
I know, but I'm saying when you first saw it.
I saw it. I did. I played because I was, you know, going through the Eastern Instagram because I didn't watch the meet. I was going through the Instagram and I'm like, oh! I had to play it twice. I was like, Gwen, you're jumping over the low bar. So listen, Eastern and jumping over the low bar is like, that is the team mount because
right.
In any bar lineup. So last meet, I think they had in their lineup, they can potentially have all six of them jumping over the low bar. Right now, they have four. You put AG back in the lineup. That's five jumping over the low bar right there. Five, all of them jumping over the low bar. Ella doesn't. However, Ella does have a new release
Bale
combination happening this year. But I'm telling you, Ella, start jumping over the low bar. Just make me a happy camper. So the fact that Gwen is short too. So the fact that she gets over that low bar.
She does
heck,
it well.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
I was so excited because normally the girls that jump over the low bar are a little taller in stature.
Right.
So the fact that I saw Gwen way back there and run boink, over that low bar, I was so excited. I cannot wait till she hits a lineup. Awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to come unglued.
Yes, she did have a little bit of struggle with the bail, gliding out of the bail. But again, we can talk about that's new. So, and she didn't get her double layout stuck. Gwen, you know, she does a good job of usually sticking double layouts, but she had a slight hop in the back. But just excited to see her out there, and I know Kim really enjoyed the mount that you have.
I do. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
We look forward to seeing that in a lineup. Ella, you may have to jump and do a half turn and catch the high bar and then kip cast handstand for your Takachev. There you go. I've made a way for you to jump over the bar. There you go.
Ella, could you imagine?
That vault mean, that's half like an over.
Old, that's like it's an old school mount, too. I
or
think
the old school where, but the bars are too far. Do the hop half to the high bar, immediate kip cast handstand. No extra swing. Just hop, catch the bar, and like a drop kip. Kip up like that.
She totally could.
Yeah, that's that. The bars aren't any close, but anyway.
Okay, so I think they just start playing with this. Ella, Katie, let's just play with this. She can have it. It's fine. She'll be great. She'll be great.
Well, as we mention every week, we do have our socials that you can follow, our podcast, as well as our alums all season long, and of course, the R5 College Salute podcast on Instagram. That's where our podcast is posted, our videos, pictures, what have you, from competitions. That goes there. Our R5 College Salute on YouTube, podcast segments, weekly routines. That's where our extra content and our Alumni Monday videos are posted, so check that one out, R5 College Salute on YouTube. And of course, Alumni Monday, posted on our website with highlights of about 10 routines each week that we don't necessarily get to cover on our podcast. That comes up Monday, usually Tuesday, but depending on the week and what I have going on. But this week, watched the very big Jaeger and rocked double layout from Annie Reigert from Kentucky. Awesome routine. So check that out. Our podcast Instagram page, R5 College Salute Podcast, College Salute on YouTube, and then every week, Alumni Monday. All right, Kim's favorite part of the podcast, where she gets to jive about all of her floor routines that took her breath away this week. And we saw quite a few very cool routines this week. So
we did. You
go right ahead with your 7 on your jive list for the week.
I got 7. Yeah, I got feelings. So we've already talked a little bit about Kendall Whitman and her floor routine. And, you know, I just love her. She can tumble. She can tumble. She's a tumbler. She is. She's a runner. She's a track star. She just is a little ball of energy. Her routine is so cool. The tumbling, you know what? She's the routine that I watch her tumbling. Like, she's got some cool dance. She got a fun routine. But I watch the routine for her tumbling. I'll admit it. Yes, I watch her routine for tumbling, and it's hers. That's what it is. And I just absolutely was so excited that I got to see it in person, just like you were. But yes, I watched her routine for the tumbling. Mark it down, because I did. Next up, Angelica Labatt from Illinois State. So I flipped myself around while I was done with Western. I flipped it around because her music started. And I was trying to find a routine of hers from this year to just like refresh my memory. But her routine is so good. It has attitude and some sass. And she jumps this high. I'm this high above my computer, this high.
Yes, she's reaching really far up there.
Really, really far. She has many L Sharns above the floor, up there with Peyton dusting the rafters. Okay, they're probably up there. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, if I could have like whipped the camera fast enough, I think I do. Actually, I do have some pictures of her, I believe. I'll have to go back and look. But her routine is so good. She has that sass. She has that attitude. Her music, love it. Find it, watch it, just live it, be in the moment. She is one of those girls that just can bring the energy in that routine. Yeah.
They got some fun gymnastics as a whole, as a team, and they have some energy as well.
They do. Mm-hmm. Another one from Illinois State that I did really enjoy just because of her energy and her sass is Donovan. Caitlin Donovan, who is one of our Region 5 athletes. Her routine was super fun as well. I got some great photos of that. And she definitely can bring the sass and has some fun dance as well. So that's another one. Go check out, because I love hers. And I didn't know if she remembered who I was. She said hi to me. And I was like, oh, you remember who I am. But it was nice to see her as well. And she did really well. I was bummed that she wasn't in the vault lineup, though. But her floor routine, killer. It was good. Number three. Okay, Allie from Western. I am going to scream about this routine until she's in a lineup. I'm just not understanding why we're still in an exhibition spot. Her routine is amazing. It's amazing. Because like the dance, it doesn't stop. This is one of those floor routines I will photo from every angle. I finally got the scale after the second tumbling pass. I finally got that done. But her routine is so flipping good. She choreographed it herself, but it just doesn't stop. Her floor routine is dance. There are no poses about it. It's dance. And her flexibility, girl got flexibility. On beam and on floor. And let me tell you, the things she does with her leg, it's just like up there. And I don't understand. It's a floor routine that I could wake up and just watch every day because it's just that gorgeous. And I wish I could just like teleport myself to every corner to get every photo that I need, but I can't because I almost died trying to get the scale photo because I, you know, almost tripped over a riser and a mat because, you know, there's stuff on the floor and I don't pay attention. But that routine, amazing. Can we put her in a lineup soon? Let her compete at the Western Eastern meet for me, please. Guys, just so I can talk about her. Thanks. I appreciate it, Al. Penny. Thank you. Number four, as we've mentioned before, Luciano Alvarado Reed from Central, the Britney Spears floor routine. Oh my God. She has it all. She can tumble. She can dance. Her turn with her leg, it's perfect. Smash to her face, that memo wide turn. But she breaks it down. Like, she dances as well. Not, it's a different type of dance. It's not the alley dance. It's not, it's, this is pop dance. She is channeling her inner Britney. She is bringing moves from Britney music videos. This is fun. This is a fun floor routine. It makes you want to dance. I was telling Brent, I'm like, hey, you want to do some chair dancing? That's what my mom used to call, that's what my mom calls dancing in your seat, chair dancing. She would chair dance in the car. And I was like, come on, let's do a little Britney. And so much fun. I mean, everything that girl does is amazing. Every event is amazing. She's just got such beautiful form all the way through the fingertips. Oh, gorgeous. Number five, Brooke Maycroft from Eastern. And she is in the exhibition spot for floor. And she is one that does not tumble backwards. She has two forward tumbling passes, but she does, you know, your generic round off, layout step out for her backwards tumbling. But she has different, her dance is different. Her things that she, the skills in her routine is different. And I love that about her. And I mentioned that on the broadcast. She's unique. And she's always been that kind of athlete. But her flexibility, on point, gorgeous. Her leaps are past 180. Her jumps are past 180. But her floor routine is so much fun, and she really lets her personality shine through in her floor routine. And I really hope that she can also break into the lineup because she just is a fun person to watch on floor. It just makes you want. It just makes you smile. Number six, Deanna Sharamenta from G-Dub. As I said, gorgeous. And in the first part of her routine, actually after her first tumbling pass, she does this really cool down to the floor part. She like looks like she's going to do an illusion. So she does like a half illusion, but then does like this arm cartwheel thing down to her elbows, to her knees, and then rises back up on her toes. It's so cool, but she is gorgeous. Her dance is gorgeous. Presentation is gorgeous. Absolutely love, love, love watching her all the way through the fingertips, all the way. So, and then number seven, Hallie Hornbacher from Central, her eyes. She could do the whole floor team with her eyes because her dance ability is phenomenal. And I've seen Hallie since she was just a little itty bitty because she started gymnastics at Mid-Michigan, which is down the street from me. And she has always had the presentation. Even as a compulsory, she's had that presentation. Even Brent had commentated that this is a unique floor routine. She has unique dance, which is true. And we know she has some great tumbling, that you enjoyed her tumbling. But this routine, she has beautiful jumps and leaps, well over 180. But what I love the most about this routine is her eyes. She definitely works the floor with her eyes and knows where the judges are, knows just how to look at you. And that's what I love most about this routine. She's a senior, she's a captain. So Gonna miss watching her beautiful Florentine next year.
Well, that definitely was a list of many different type style routines, but again, all just awesome and fun to watch, and you know, definitely eye catching. Not just Hallie's eyes; everything's eye catching with those performances. But again, they were fun to watch. Every single one of those we got to see live this weekend, so that was a lot of fun. Now time for the R5 University, which of course is presented by the College Salute Fan Zone.
The College Salute Fan Zone is your one-stop online shop for everything college gymnastics, from hoodies to crews to tees to tumblers and more. Check out dancegymnasticsdesigns.squarespace.com to shop all your favorite college teams and support your favorite Region 5 alums and your favorite Region 5 podcast.
Our meets that we had to choose from in our lineup were the CMU-EMU meet, of course, the GW-ISU-WMU, and then Michigan-Ohio State. Let's go to vault. Gabby Wilson's your Chinko 1.5. Beautiful. Actually, one of the best that I have seen her do in a while. 9.95, got the landing. You know, solid. It was awesome. Great to see her. Like I said, you tend to see a back and forth with Gabby, you know, overdue, sidestep, stick, you know, and this week she got the stick. So awesome there. Sydney Washington on this list again this week, 9.875, gorgeous Yurchenko full, huge. It's just, she gets off that table so big. It's absolutely gorgeous. Interested to know, funny story, kind of, sort of, another Sydney that we're like, will you 1.5? Because your vault is just so big. You know, so for we'll see if some point in time Sydney can do your Chinko 1.5, because it is a big vault. Tori Vetter, 9.85 for another nice your Chinko full. I think she could have held on to her landing. She did scoot ever so slight. I think she could have held on to that one, but awesome job. 9.85. Peyton Murphy, 9.825, gorgeous vault. However, her run, I don't know if you noticed, I was like, her run looked weird at first. And actually, her mom said the same thing to me. It just looked weird.
I didn't
coming
see it because I saw it through this part of the camera.
Got it.
Like the lens part, because I was pointing this way, but I had to see it through this part of the, like the reflection, because so right. I could see when they were running. So I didn't see her run.
But it just looked funny. But she, you know, turned over around off backhand spring, huge, full, like usual, 9.85 for that. And then Sierra, your Chinko 1.5 that basically hopped off the mat, big hop forward. And then Caitlin Grimes, another very nice your Chinko full for Ohio State for a 9.85.
Still a 9.825 with a big, huge hop off
yes.
the mat.
Sierra's vault is just enormous. I mean, it's a beautiful your Chinko full, your Chinko 1.5. But Grimes' vault was very, very nice. Glad to see Grimes also hit her Florentine this week, too. I know she had a problem with that last week, too. 49.325 for us on vault, so pretty good vault scores. On bars, Leah Kamichik from Central Michigan, 9.85, beautiful routine. I thought this was a tad underscored, just a little bit, comparative, obviously, to some other meets we saw this weekend. I thought it could have been a little bit higher. Her swing is nice. Hey, her form is great.
Do you know her sister's a big gymnast from Oklahoma?
And her sister's a big gymnast, that Kim said on the broadcast. We know what she means. She was, you know, obviously a big scoring potential, big gymnastics, not a big gymnast.
She was a big gymnast for Oklahoma.
But we all know Keely Kamichik obviously did lots of. But Leah is doing her job and doing her. I guess I should mention on vault, she did compete a Yurchenko 1.5 for the first time. Only went 9.8. Another score I think could have been higher. It was a nice vault, but again, you know, a MAC conference. But
she took
Leah,
a little step forward.
Yes, she did step forward. But Leah's bars, I thought, was a little bit underscored at 9.85. I would have gone 9.875, maybe a 9.9. It was a nice routine. Peyton Murphy, 9.85. That was a stretch.
Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment.
We will in a second. We'll take a moment. Okay, but first, we have to just say, wow, with the stretch. And Kim has a picture of her reaching for the bar. I was like, holy crap, catch the bar. Apparently, she was a little bit far out too and warm-ups, but she goes, that one was seemed like more, but she turned that thing over and caught.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm tall.
Tall, yes. So that was awesome. But yes, Kim, go right ahead.
Okay, yes, let's take a moment. She finally connected the blindfold to the toe on front half off dismount. Let's take a moment. I've seen Every time she competes this, she doesn't connect it. This is the third time I've seen her compete already in this very short new season. And she connected. I about lost my shit like she did. She was so excited. Al. Oh, the pictures of her and Al. Oh, my God. Al, I thought Al was going to come off the mat. He was so excited, too. Oh, I just could not even contain myself. The pictures might be blurry. I was so excited. I don't know. I'm not done with the editing, but.
But yes, no, I was excited for that routine and a 9.85 for Peyton. And she's a bar worker. Actually, I told her, I said she made all four events. She's in all four events in our lineup this week. And she goes, hey, whoever knew that I'd be a bar worker? But yes, you are a bar worker. Gabby Wilson, 9.825 on bars. Pike Yeager, double layout, absolutely gorgeous. 9.825. Sierra Brooks, also a 9.825 on bars. She did hop back on her layout full out this week. Actually, I think she hopped last week as well. But nice routine. You know, again, they were being a little tight on bars this weekend. I felt maybe a little bit higher than a 9.825, but, you know, it is what it is. Awesome bar routine. And then Tori and Sydney for Ohio State, 9.825s for their bar routines. Sydney has, like I said, she has improved a lot on this event. She used to have big leg separations and sloppiness, like on packs and stuff like that. She has definitely cleaned that up since college, and it looks really good. And both her and Tori nailed their dismounts rock solid. That's why I was like, 9.825, wow. But they did, you know, some big gymnastics. Tori had nice Takachev as well. So 49.175 for us on bars. Moving over to balance beam, and the event that I thought, because they go and they show Ohio State and they didn't say what the score was, and I was trying to listen to hear if like the energy or like the crowd started yelling or screaming or the team. Sierra Brooks, I don't know if you can do that beam routine any better. There wasn't a wobble in that routine. She nailed her back handspring double full. Layout was solid. That front pike, done. Like, she stood straight up. It was nothing. I mean, it was, like, ridiculous. 9.975. What was the .025? This, I'd be like, I could get a 10 on this routine.
Right.
And I think other people would agree.
It had to have been, like, the pinky toe thing. Like, pinky toe, please.
That routine was great. It was awesome. So, 9.975. Ella Shamante, 9.9 on beam. Gorgeous routine.
Her routine was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I thought it was a little higher though.
Front aerial, back handspring layout, step out, super solid. You know, it was fun to watch, and that was definitely one of the standout routines. Clearly, at the Eastern.
However, they were in my way. I couldn't see you really well. But no, this routine, I actually thought the score was going to be a little higher.
Yeah, I would 9.925. I wouldn't have like batted an eyelash. I think that would have been awesome.
But yeah,
maybe that was the routine you should have watched from the screen if you couldn't see, because I'm sure the camera didn't have people standing in front of it.
You know what? You would have thought I would have thought that and watched it from the screen. But you know me, I don't know why I can't watch.
Get
from
out
the
of
screen.
My way! I can watch this routine right here without people in front of the camera. But no, I want to watch this one.
I don't know why I can't watch on the screen.
I want to watch this one.
I don't understand. Even like. Vault is right in front of me, and I mean, obviously, I watch Vault right in front of me. But like, I have trouble watching on the screen. I don't understand why I have trouble, and I don't even use my screen. Whenever I do anything, I watch Brent's screen, except well on floor. But I don't even watch the screen on floor, so I don't even know why did he even give me a screen.
But yeah, no. But awesome routine from Ella. Gabby, a 9.875 on beam, a huge back handspring layout step out. I mean, that thing just floats. I love it. Nice double back. Did take a big step, and that's hence the 9.875, not the 9.9, because the rest of the routine was solid. Awesome job to Gabby. Peyton Murphy, 9.85 on beam. She did step on her front pike, and her mom made a big deal of it. I'm like, it was just a step. But then we were talking about when she does the split jump, because she doesn't usually do the split jump. If she does that, she does a split jump there. So then she does that scissor jump, ring split jump, whatever she has in her jump combination. But she had to do split jump there because she didn't connect it due to the step.
Well, her ring jump was a little low. She said she gets nervous.
Yes, and she rushes that. And then I don't know how she even did her gainer full and stuck the landing, because she barely pushes off
with
one
her big
foot
with
to the
only
toe.
Her big toe on the beam. I have a picture
Kim
of that.
Kim has a great picture, and that one we probably should post on our Instagram and just show, you know, have a some clash catchy title about just, you know, pushing through or, you know, staying with the beam or something. I don't know what we'd have to say. We'd have to come up with something, because it's cool to see. But even Peyton told us, and we saw her afterward, and she talked about that and just saying how, yeah, I barely got my foot on that beam. I think I had toe on the beam. So she definitely knew that.
Half her foot was off the beam.
Absolutely. And then JC Vor, 9.825, very solid beam routine. She actually competed three events in this meet. Nice bar routine as well. A little bit of struggle on floor, but 9.825 on beam, very solid and consistent for JC. And I'm just glad to see her with, you know, she's building that confidence for next year because she's going to be one of those leaders that Michigan's going to look to for next year for sure as a senior. But 9.825 to round out our beam lineup, but 49.425, not too bad. Sierra Brooks on floor, 9.95. The commentators could not say enough about Sierra Brooks all day long. They just, the level of gymnastics. One of them was an athlete last year, did actually go to nationals last year for Ohio State. But, you know, she just kept talking about how good Sierra is. And then, you know, the AI winner being the Heisman Trophy of gymnastics and all that. She had nothing, you know, awesome things to say. The big gymnastics she does, beautiful half and half out. Number two, Gabby Wilson, 9.925 on floor. Beautiful tumbling, and she did go out of bounds last week on this pass, so it's like every other week. Let's hope that stops, because her front layout Rudy is absolutely beautiful, but she did go out of bounds last week at home, and so they had mentioned that actually on the broadcast as well. But she stayed well in bounds today and or this week, and it was a very, very nice. I just like that last pass because she's done double back for so long, and doing front layout Rudy is really cool.
I just like this routine.
We do have some discussion on which routine is better for Peyton Murphy. If we like this routine, Kim and I agree, we do like this routine. Her mom, I'm not sure, does. I don't know if Peyton knows that, but I just put that out there. I love it. I love it. I'm not opposed to doing that. I know this family too well, you know, so I'll probably get the text. It's fine. But no, I like this routine. I really like this routine. It's fun. It's a little bit different. I said that when she showed it to us. I'm like, it's the similar style, but different in the same breath. It's really cool. I don't know what it is that makes it stand out, but it does. And she does have like I said, after her first pass and a little bit after her straddle jump, just like some of the faces that she gives within the movements and stuff. It's cool, but huge double pike last pass. Enormous. I was worried that she was going to bounce off that floor during warm-ups.
So we know that I love everything Peyton does, pretty much. Like, biggest fan right here. But this routine, yes, I love this routine. And I loved last year's routine also. But I love this routine. I do love that it's different from last year's. I still think it's Peyton. But I think it's, like, mature, too.
Right.
But, oh, my God, I love this routine so much. And it's a good, like, last routine. But I do have a great picture. And Jeffrey, that was line judging, she is like well over his head, and he's like looking up at her, like in the double pike, well over his head. And she gets so much freaking height. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and like on her straddle jump, like she has many L sharns above the floor.
Yeah, interesting. Mary Lou Ackman, who was a judge for our club meet side, but she judged floor in the college session, and she just came up to me on Sunday when our sevens were in. She goes, Jason, Peyton's floor routine was absolutely beautiful. She goes, the tumbling, just the amount of height she gets. And I said, yeah, I mean, she's always been pretty good on floor, but she has gotten more, like, I'd say stronger, but it just, her double back, her punch, just everything about it is just so much bigger now in college. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fun to watch. And yeah, and I said, yeah, and, you know, she goes like, good job. I said, well, she hasn't been ours for 5 years, so, you know, they have done a good job. It's not like that she just stepped out of our gym yesterday. You know, they've done a great job with keep maintaining and really just continuing to improve her overall gymnastics, just from a standpoint. And a lot of it's her too, because she is very dedicated. Like I said, she's home, she's in the gym. You know, it's not like,
well,
she comes especially home and comes
especially
in
after
while,
that so. First year and that, you know, her huge injury, she just came back with like a vengeance.
Yes, and she has. So, but 9.925, awesome job. Danny from Western Michigan, 9.9 on floor. That last pass as well. Oh my God, perfect. Like, it was just so good. The best routine I've seen Danny do, I think, by far. And what a time to do it, and, you know, on the podium too. It was awesome to watch. And again, just adding to that thing is like, how do you get into a lineup when you have performances like that? You know,
right.
How are you going to take those out? How are you going to take them out to have like Allie come in? You know, but But 9-9 for Danny. That was so awesome. And then Tori and Sydney, I feel like they're like a combination for this team. Like they have the same gymnastics on like all events. But both awesome gymnastics, awesome tumbling, very solid landings, 9-9s for both of them. Tori also does that beautiful front layout, Rudy, in her tumbling. And then Sydney's double backs just, you know, take off from the floor. So, you know, just cool to see both of them doing so well. And good to see Sydney, I said, contributing. She contributed, obviously, to Pitt. You know, she was one of the biggest contributors at Pitt. I'm glad to see her contributing for Ohio State as well and doing such a great job. And I'm sure Ohio State loves having her. 49-6. That's a huge floor score. We've had some huge performances. 197-525.
I wonder if Sid, like, does Sydney's dad, does he feel like comfortable like wearing Ohio State?
I don't know.
When he
we should
goes to watch
that.
His child.
Yeah, we Sid, should ask
when he
that.
Goes to watch her, since like, you know, he does work for Michigan. He's a basketball coach.
Right. We should ask her about that one day.
We're gonna have to find that out next time we like see. Like, yes, let so us know.
We pop back know. Into pop back into the 197s this week after being 196 last week, 197-525. Up next week for week 4. Friday night, we have Arkansas, Auburn. That's going to be fun to see. Saturday, Maryland at Minnesota. And then we'll finish off Iowa at Michigan State on Sunday. And that one's a good one. We haven't seen Iowa at all yet this year. So, unfortunately, we don't get to see Q anymore as Q has stepped away from gymnastics. But we still have several alums that are awesome to watch, as well as some others on the Iowa team that are just, you know, exciting, you know, fun routines to watch each and every year. So, Auburn, Arkansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Iowa at Michigan State, up in our Region 5 University lineup for week 4. Wrapping up our podcast, we do our best 5 of the week. Kim, who hits our best stick for this week?
I'm giving it to Ella Chamati on bars. Her stick was beautiful from her double layout dismount. And also, I'm giving it to a non-Region 5er, which is Jenna Germond from CMU. She opened vault for CMU at this meet, and a beautiful, huge Yurchenko full that she just plopped it right down, stuck that landing. Both Brent and I during the broadcast, we were like, wow, holy crap. Like, it was gorgeous and a great way to start. So I'm giving it to Ella and our non-Region 5er, Jenna.
Our best handstand on bars this week?
Sydney Washington.
Absolutely.
I watched this morning before class because I forced my students to watch it before class. Like, I don't force them, but it's on. They have no choice. And I saw her handstands were just perfect on top of the bar. I was like, type that down.
Yep. Best performance. Again, I wish we could have seen this floor routine without people standing in front of it. But our best
performance. I saw it on the screen. What are you talking about? I saw it on the screen. I had screens.
Oh, you actually watched the screen this time?
No, not on the screens.
Best performance for week 3 is?
So this goes to Haley Hornbacher's eyes. Haley Hornbacher from Central. Amazing. Beautiful routine. Beautiful performance overall. Just Haley Hornbacher. Floor. Amazing. So good.
The best college post-routine celebration?
Hands down, Peyton Murphy. After bars, especially after bars, but also after floor, because she had a good one after floor. But after bars, man. After bars.
I do have to say, after almost every single vault of ISU, they like jumped on each other. That's why I said that they showed lots of celebration, lots of excitement too.
I missed that.
Yes, but I definitely enjoyed waiting. I was like watching the vault and waiting to see how they reacted. But I do agree. Peyton was quite excited, and you do have pictures to prove it. So
I do have pictures to prove it.
And then our best, as we call it, the best college salute or best the stick and stay, and that would go to.
I'm giving it to Tori Vetter after beam because she stayed and she threw her head back. She had the head back. So these days, since no one's going to have the actual college salute, I'm looking for stick the stay, but I still want to see like you throw your head back. I want to see a head back still.
We don't need to do the quick Emily Gaskins like of old where we land and immediately arch. And we certainly can't do the Wendy Marshall or Wendy Martin, if you know her, they're from Michigan, where you did the landing and the salute all in one thing. It was just one part. You basically landed saluting. You can't do that anymore. But the stick and stay, the stick, stay, and salute. It's three. You got to get all three S's.
Stick, stay,
the stick, stay, and salute. That's what you got to do. You got to throw the head back.
Yeah. And you can't really put your head on your butt anymore because you need the momentum to do that.
Like, right.
You need the momentum. You can't arch. If you don't have the momentum, you're just doing a back bend. And
great. You can't arch. Yeah. It's just too much. It's too much. Yeah. We enjoyed getting to watch many of you live. That was a lot of fun this week. Lots of gymnastics this past weekend. And I'll get to see a lot of level 10 gymnastics in 3 sessions at UGA on Saturday. So look for that content coming up this week. So
we know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple and Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. Please continue to follow us at R5College_podcast on Instagram and YouTube. We post extra R5 alum content on these channels all season long. Thanks again to Full Out Recruiting for your continued support, as well as our listeners. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with our R5s alums all season long.
Thanks again for joining us for our Week 3 recap. It's an SEC Big Ten lineup for Week 4, and we'll be back next week to talk all about it and continue our spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 alums. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
Five. It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.